Ovulation induction in cows with Kisspeptin-10 in an estrus synchronization protocol. Authors: Jorge Victor Roset Fernandez, Abraham Fergoso Islas, Ruben Santos Echevarria, and Angel Rios Utbira. Abstract. Introduction. In prepubertal heifers, Kisspeptin-10 has stimulated the secretion of luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH, and in postpartum lactating cows, it has stimulated LH secretion without evidence of inducing ovulation. Objective: to induce ovulation using Kisspeptin-10 or gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, in beef-producing cows under subtropical conditions in Mexico. Materials and methods. The study was conducted in the northeastern region of the state of Puebla during the years 2020 to 2021, with 252 Bos taurus ex-bos and ICU's cows. The estrus synchronization protocol involved the insertion of an intravaginal device impregnated with progesterone, 1.9 g, and intramuscular injection of 2 mg of estradiol benzoate, day 0. On day 7, the intravaginal device was removed, and cows were immediately intramuscularly injected with 0.150 mg of DCLOPROSTENOL. On the following day, day 8, Kisspeptin-10 was as effective as GnRH in inducing ovulation. 56 hours after the removal of the intravaginal device, day 9, cows were intramuscularly injected with GnRH or Kisspeptin-10. Cows were assigned to 4 treatments: T1, 100 g of GnRH, positive control; T2, T3, and T4 with 500 g, 1000 g, and 1500 g of Kisspeptin-10, respectively. Ovulation was detected via ultrasonography 4 days post-treatment. The response variable evaluated was the ovulation rate. Data were analyzed using generalized linear models with a logit link function. Results: ovulation rates obtained with T1 and T4 were statistically equal, 99.9%, p greater than 0.05 and higher, p less than 0.05, than those achieved with T2, 98.5%, and T3, 88.4%, with the latter two being statistically equal, p greater than 0.05. Conclusion. Kisspeptin-10 1500 g was as effective as GnRH in inducing ovulation. Keywords: cows, GnRH, induced ovulation, peptides, subtropical climate.